USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid rampant speculation about the health or even existence of the North Korean leader, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has nothing much to say about it when asked by reporters this morning.
I don't have anything to add to the status of Chairman Kim.
Kim Jong-un has not been seen in weeks, and there has been that speculation that he may have even died of a serious health condition, but Pompeo told reporters just moments ago that he has no information on that, and the U.S. mission, when it comes to North Korea, is still the same. In his words, verified denuclearization. America's GDP, the best reading of its economy, negative for the first time in 6 years. The government says the GDP fell by 4.8% in the first 3 months of this year. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump says he's making sure there will be a steady supply of food, including, in particular, meat, during the ongoing pandemic. The president signing an executive order late yesterday that forces meat plants to stay open during the coronavirus lockdown. The order will fall under the Defense Production Act after numbers showed that meat production capacity could fall by as much as 80% soon across the nation. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the projected winner of Ohio's presidential primary, the primary was pushed back from March because of the pandemic. Yesterday's election was conducted entirely by mail. The U.S. House not returning to Capitol Hill next week now as originally planned. As Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, the Capitol physician has warned against it. The U.S. Senate is still, as of now, scheduled to return to session on Monday. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A NASCAR team owner wants to give back in the face of this pandemic, and here's more on the story from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
NASCAR team owner Richard Childress is auctioning off more than 50 years' worth of racing items to help coronavirus relief efforts, even parting with his number 3 Dale Earnhardt Jr. race car. Childress joins Fox News and explains why he's auctioning off all his NASCAR collectibles.
Was watching Fox and Friends a few weeks ago and seeing all the suffering in America, seeing people lined up to get food, and that should not be happening. I said, what can we do, what can I do in RCR to help make a difference in these people's lives? So I've put up like over 1,000 of our memorabilia pieces, and we auctioned them off on eBay, the eBay store, and I said, well, that's not enough. So I decided to auction off one of my prize pieces of Dale Earnhardt, the cars that I have. I have 44 of them, the original cars he drove. This car won Rockingham, and we're going to auction it off on Barrett Jackson online starting May the 8th. So we're trying our best to do our part to help out in this terrible, terrible thing this monster's put on us.
And forecasters say parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas could see severe weather today as a damaging squall line is headed that way. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.